Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. One thing you guys know about me is I like to go to the gym and take care of my body, whether weightlifting, getting some cardio in, and all of that good stuff. And I am also a member of V3 Sports. I have a membership there. You guys have heard about V3, and you probably are thinking along the lines of water, right, and swimming, and that whole entire aspect and the story behind V3, because you've heard about V3 on the station before. But V3 is not just about a pool and water. They have so many different things that you can dive into at their phenomenal facility. And one of the things that I have been kind of intentional in terms of learning about the last several years is the practice of yoga. And yoga is something that is extremely popular in the world, but I just don't know enough about it in the practice and the benefits of yoga. Well, joining us in studio tonight here on the Lake Show, his name is Chance York. He is a man of many talents. Not only is he a yoga instructor at V3 Sports, also teacher at the University of Minnesota Center for Spirituality and Healing, and just also a musician as well. So you do a lot of different things, man, but I appreciate you making the time to come down to the studio and hang out with us and talk on the Lake Show, because we were aiming to do this a little bit earlier, but because of the Twins delay, you say, you know what, I got you, Lake. I'm going to come in anyway. It's all good.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, all right. I think we got to get the other mic. I think it's that one right there.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, now we on the right one.
There you go. But I appreciate you coming in, my man.
Hey, I'm super happy to be here. Thank you so much.
All right. So my first question for you is just a very generic, bland question, but an important one. Just talk to me a little bit about maybe, from your perspective, kind of the origins of the practice of yoga.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would say the word yoga, particularly in the lineage, would come from the Indus Valley and the Indian tradition. It's been moved throughout the world and transformed and adapted. It's a living practice. So here in the West, there's been a lot of origin. Really speaking to the origins, we'd be here all night. But in general, paying deference to the Indian culture that harnessed it, but some say the origins may have been from even more ancient times when there was oral traditions and whatnot. Nubia, Kush, Egypt had very similar practices. But in general, what it is today is it's still alive. It's a living practice, and people show up in different ways and practice it for different reasons through very many lineages. But in general, it's a very common fitness practice and marketed frequently as a fitness practice.
All right. So talk to me, and this is the most important question of all the questions. Talk to me about the benefits of yoga, because yoga is so much different than any other form of, I don't even want to say like fitness routine, because you just kind of, you said that right there, you know, people kind of look at it as kind of a fitness thing, but it's much more than a fitness routine.
Yes, yes. So while we see it as a fitness routine, you might be moving, you might be sweating, you might be stretching. It looks as if it's one thing, but in reality, those are methods or techniques of bringing your present moment awareness to the forefront. I like most of the time, our attention is somewhere else. It's usually in the future or the past or somewhere else entirely. So being present is really what the practice is about. So a couple of the methods, the asana, which is your relationship to gravity or your pose, your shape, your posture, and another being the pranayama, or the intentional breathing, prana meaning life force energy and yama meaning to harness it. But those two methods are ultimately one of many that help you understand your relationship to yourself differently, because, you know, modern neuroscience would tell us that most of us spend most of our time in autopilot. Whether we recognize it or not, we're very well practiced in being slightly in the future, either thinking about what we're going to say next, or, you know, planning our whole day from this present moment, or remembering something we watched 2 weeks ago. And the practice of being present is really what yoga is about. Yoga means to unite. And I'd say when you unite your mind, your body, and your spirit with the present moment, that is practicing yoga.
Is it okay to, in a yoga class, be slightly distracted? And this is what I mean by that, with regards to you talking about being present. If you're a novice like myself, mm-hmm. I don't know, in terms of memorization, all of the different poses. So I'm kind of like the guy that's in a classroom full of like maybe 14 or 15 different people, and I kind of have to look at the instructor or look at the people around me to make sure that I'm doing the certain routine in terms of the pose properly. Is it ineffective to even be in the space if I just don't know what the heck I'm doing?
I love that question. Okay. And I would respond saying that as long as you're aware that you are in your body and you're not pushing it to a point that hurts or trying to do something just because you see someone else do it, you're doing it the right way. So we with Peace and Practice, my organization, we teach people how to both teach and practice in a holistic way, meaning it's not just about how it looks. It's not just about, you know, the coolest looking pose or pushing yourself too far. It's really about being all the way there. And as simple as that may sound, it's really challenging.
Yeah.
When you said, you know, you're looking around, you don't really know, you might be distracted. All of that is okay, because if you're aware, I'm distracted, I don't know what I'm doing, and you find a practice of accepting that and being at peace, or, you know, as best you can, content with where you're at in the practice, and that somebody else's pose might look different than yours, or you might feel a little confused or distracted. All of that is part of the practice.
Yeah. We're talking to Chance York here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO, talking about the benefits of yoga. He is an instructor at V3 Sports, as well as a teacher at University of Minnesota Center for Spirituality and Healing. And I love the website as well, peaceinpracticemn.com. The website again, peaceinpracticemn.com. So when we talk about yoga and the benefits, tell me about the various ranges that you've seen people come into classes for yourself. Do you engage with young kids, the elderly? What's kind of the range there?
I love that question. I was actually teaching pre-K through fifth graders right before
pre-K?
I came
oh,
before
wow.
I came here. So four years old to 9 years old was my last group.
That's crazy.
And seniors, beginners, all different body types. The point is, you know, a good teacher can meet people where they're at. Mm. And most of us are very unfamiliar with our body and our attention, because as soon as you start looking inward, you notice there's discomfort, there's confusion, there's distraction, there's a million thoughts at the same time. All of that is taking place. So as far as benefits go, I've seen a range of benefits. You know, I usually like to know, why is a person there? You know, because it could just be my hamstrings are tight, I have neck pain or whatever. Or it's, you know, my mind is always racing, I'm really stressed out, I'm having trouble sleeping, you know, I'm always angry. Whatever. There's so many things that this type of practice can benefit you, because it's really your relationship to yourself. And if you recognize that most of your lived life is autopilot, it's happening and you're unaware of it, the more awareness you bring to it, the more it offers you choice, agency, empowerment, with a whole host of all the modern challenges that we face, whether it's, you know, mood and sleep and habits, whether, you know, good or bad. The more you become aware of yourself, the more intimately you can accept, A, and then be intentional about shifts.
You know, I love the fact that yoga is for everybody. And you just talked about teaching everybody from pre-K all the way to those that are elderly. That is something I truly can appreciate, because it opens up the mind for everybody. But the last thing that I want to ask you about, because this is just how I kind of treat the gym and working out in general, is that it's very therapeutic for me. Mm-hmm. Like going to a fitness facility or going to a yoga studio or whatever is very therapeutic. And it seems as though one of the benefits that I think a lot of people kind of feel of when they go to a yoga, you know, class or session is very therapeutic for them. Mm,
yeah. Well, the body it's built to move. Our natural way of being for the most part is a pretty sedentary lifestyle. We do a lot of sitting. We're on devices that kind of affect our posture. We're usually disembodied in the sense that we're, you know, on a screen, or our attention is completely elsewhere besides where our posture is or where our breathing is. So when you come into connection with those things, whether it's jogging, like you said, or lifting weights, or just being in your body, moving it in an intentional way, there's a natural pharmacy within your body that gives you feel good stuff, you know, a variety of chemicals and hormones, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins. And when you notice where you're at, when you are fully present in your body, it's a shift, because, you know, brain waves and all of that, there's a very different shift besides between being on autopilot and being in the seat of consciousness, or in the present moment aware. They're therapeutic indeed, especially the stuff that I do at the University of Minnesota, MBSR. It's the most evidence-based, researched, you know, type of meditation program / intervention. And you practice yoga and qigong and seated meditations, and then integrate mindful activities into your day. And that is proven to do everything from change your relationship to pain, to change your sleep patterns, to your entire personality in an intentional way. So it's really, to not oversell it, it is the solution to a lot of our modern condition. And while it might seem simple, it is not easy. And it's just like everything else, it has its unique challenges and reveals challenging emotions and so forth. So it's good to have groups. It's good to have support. It's good to have a teacher for that sense, where it's like, hey, I don't feel like I'm making progress, or I feel like I'm doing it wrong. Somebody that can reassure you that, hey, it's a lifelong practice, you know, and it'll change from when you're a kid to a teen to a middle-aged person to an older person. You might gain abilities, you might lose abilities, and still the practice remains the same. Can we be present? Can we be kind and curious and accepting of our being? And that is, again, sounds simple maybe, but it's a lifetime of work.
Yeah. A couple of websites for you guys to check out. Go to peaceinpracticemn.com. That's peaceinpracticemn.com, as well as go to v3sports.org. That is v3sports.org. Check out the offerings there from the programs and the membership levels if you want to dive into all the things that they are, phenomenal things that they offer over at the V3 Sports Facility and Fitness Center. Chance York joining us in studio. I appreciate you so much, my man. And I'm going to have to now attend one of your classes.
Hey.
And then after I attend the yoga class, then I'll get into a Pilates class.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate the invite. Glad to be here.
Yeah. All right. Chase York joining us here on The Lake Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to Bite of the Night. That's next. All right, the bite of the night is something that I want to get to just because it's – you all right over there? I need some water. It's because this whole Bill Belichick situation is just it's a weird situation. I don't think there's any other way for us to really look at it because – and the reason why I say it's so weird is – it's not just because Bill Belichick is 73 and this young lady that he's dating is 24. Okay, that in itself, we know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think that most people would look and say it is him utilizing his fame, money, and celebrity in exchange for dating somebody much younger. I think that we get that. I think that we all understand that. He's not the first to ever do it. He will not be the last. Okay, we get that. We understand that. Robert De Niro's done it. So many people have done it. And this is just, we're talking about an NFL name, an NFL legend, an NFL great. This happens in every city, in every community, all the time. There's probably thousands of older men in Minneapolis that got a lot of money that are dating younger women. So that's, to me, it's more than just... But what makes it weird, though, is I think that a lot of people are wondering what this young lady, and her name is Jordan Hudson, has over Bill Belichick, okay? Because is it just because he's a powerful, legendary NFL coach? Is she someone that has control of him now? And if she has control of him now, what does that control look like? Because when he did the sit-down interview with CBS, she nipped in the bud some questions about how they met, which is not like it's not an out of the ordinary question to ask how they met. But when she nipped it in the bud, and they say that she has her fingerprints on a bunch of other things with Bill Belichick, you start to wonder what's up there. Like, people are, I don't want to get into the accusations, but let's just say this. People are making some assumptions and allegations that she, well, that she's had like an OnlyFans, that he might have met her online somewhere. People meet people online all the time. So I'm not really getting into that. This is the bottom line, though. It's becoming more weird because of the non-answers, right? As opposed to the answers. And it's making Bill Belichick look a little bit weird. Jason Smith, national host for Fox Sports, he actually said that he's embarrassed for head coach Bill Belichick.
At this point, Mike, after this weekend, I feel embarrassed for Bill Belichick because he seems small. Right? Like this controversy with him in the CBS this morning interview, just it makes him seem small. And really, I go, this was a guy who was the greatest head coach that we've ever seen in the NFL, and now look at where he's at.
I do think that, unfortunately, this situation is... it's crafting a new way that people are looking at Bill Belichick. And I think it's unfortunate. Like, I just don't know how to view him right now. Like, something's off. And I think that everybody's trying to figure it out.
It's not a normal way to handle a relationship when one partner steps in and says, we're not answering that question off camera. It's like, well, how did you mean it? We're not answering that. When somebody comes
you're
off...
you're not the one even being interviewed.
Yeah. It comes off as being controlling and manipulating. And for a guy that made his reputation on the Patriot way, for a guy that made his reputation on it's my way or the highway, I mean, that's kind of where, you know, Bill Belichick was. To have this, it comes off as he's almost subservient to her. And it does... if there's no transparency and you're not able to ask the basic questions, then guess what? People are going to keep poking around. People are going to keep prodding. And eventually, we're going to find out. I got to be honest, I didn't care about their relationship because, like you said, this happens everywhere. With people that have money, there's somebody that wants... We know money, sex, power, influence, whatever. We understand the exchange of services in any relationship. But when you're not getting any transparency, and especially from somebody of that caliber, it just comes off as very, very odd. And something that, like Jason Smith said, it's just weird. And
it's so out of the ordinary
for him. It is so out of the ordinary for him.
Weird. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather, and then we'll talk to Derek Scherer, the St. Paul Saints president. We'll do that next year on the Lake Show. All right, time to check in with one of our friends of the show, Derek Scherer, St. Paul Saints president. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Derek, what's going on, my man?
Hey, Slick, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing really good. I wish the Minnesota Twins were doing a little bit better, but I trust that they'll get on the right track and they'll be fine at some particular point. We just got to get on a hot streak. We just got to put together two consecutive weeks of just looking at some really good baseball. What you think?
No question. I mean, they got on a nice little run over the last week or so and maybe another dip, but it's been a really interesting process for us this year because our rosters really overlap a lot. We've got guys that are going to be moving back and forth between the Major League roster and the Saints roster all year long. So it's a different kind of connection to how the Twins are doing this year than it even has been in recent years.
I think that personally, and you can correct me if you disagree with it, I think that the fact that the Minnesota Twins have the minor league feeder team right across the river in St. Paul, I think that that not only puts a great spotlight on everything that you guys do at the Saints, but it's so unique in terms of the profile of the entire organization because of what has kind of happened with the Twins the last 3 years with so many of the fluctuations with having people get injured and having to have the call-ups. Because typically that happens, right, in Major League Baseball markets is, you know, you hear about guys, you know, that will come up from Omaha if they're going to, you know, going to Kansas City or wherever the place is. But here what's happened with the Twins over the course of the last several years, man, there's such a spotlight that's been on you guys over in St. Paul.
Yeah, no question. And we're this is season number 5, if you can believe it, in the Twins Saints affiliation. So time flies when you're having fun, for sure. But it just creates a really unbelievable opportunity for baseball fans in Minnesota, and specifically the Twin Cities and the Twin Cities Metro. That opportunity to see Zebby Matthews playing at CHS Field on one day and 5 or 6 days later see him pitching at Target Field, or an opportunity to have Jose Miranda playing for the Saints, or currently Royce Lewis rehabbing with the Saints. So just that opportunity to actually not just read about top prospects, but be able to go watch them and close up in a minor league ballpark, an intimate, exciting minor league ballpark, and then follow them over to Target Field is really just a unique opportunity that not many Major League Baseball fans have for their minor league rosters.
Hey, Derek, tell me a little bit about David Festa. I haven't had the opportunity to meet him yet, but what kind of kid is he like? The reason why I ask is because I was watching him walk off the mound a day or so ago. It was when we had the day in which they had the weather, and they went into the programming, and they showed the Saints playing on the road. And he was kind of walking like he was an old soul, like he was an older guy. And I'm like, oh, hold on, I got to ask Derek about David Festa, what type of dude he is.
Yeah, and full disclosure, I haven't had a chance to spend too much time with him. But just watching him pitch, he seems like a pretty low-key guy. But the reality is he's out there, he's pitching like he's a killer. And it's definitely fun to watch. You know, he's long and lean, and he's one of those guys that just sort of unwinds on home plate from 60 feet, 6 inches away. A ton of fun to watch. Definitely a competitor that's going up there to kill hitters. When he's not literally by hitting them with the pitch,
yeah.
But he's trying to make them look silly at the plate. So yeah. It's been he's fun to watch.
Talking to Derek Scherer, St. Paul Saints president here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Once we get on the other side of kind of the ins and out of the weather and we get into the bulk of the summer, you guys tend to do a phenomenal job of promotions and great days and stuff like that, whatever. Is there any particular ticket promotions or special days coming up that people out there in the listening audience should be aware of?
Yeah, well, shoot, next week is going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I just heard the weather forecast before you pulled me on the air.
Yep.
And we're finally starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel here. This has been the worst April minor league baseball or baseball across the country, particularly here in Minnesota, has seen in a long time. We had a lot of weather affected games, including a couple of snow outs on opening weekend. So we are so excited to see May and some sun in 70s. Next week on Saturday, we have a Brooks Lee bobblehead giveaway. So everybody loves watching Brooks play, and man, he was a great Saint for the period of time we had him. So we're really excited to do that bobblehead giveaway for the first 1,500 fans walking through the gates on Saturday. Definitely a fan favorite, but folks should get there early if they want an opportunity to make sure they get that bobblehead. Gates open at 12:30 on next Saturday. On Tuesday next week, we're going to be celebrating the life and history of Larry Doby. The first African-American player to play in the American League, signed by Bill Veeck, of course. So we have a relationship with the Doby family. And so we call it our Doby Passion for the Game night. So we're really excited to do that. And then next Sunday, a fun one. Anybody who's been to a Saints game would recognize the name Sego Masabushi, because he sings karaoke to the fans at every ball game. He's one of our entertainers. And Sego is actually going to run a marathon on the concourse around the ballpark during the game.
What?
So he's done it once before, a few years back. He's going to do it again. Raises a ton of money for charity. People can people can wear their running shoes and their gear, and they can actually run a lap with him. And they make a donation to get the opportunity to run a lap with him. So come out and run a marathon with Sago. If you don't feel like running, watch the ball game and watch Sago run.
All right, so let me ask you this, Derek. One of the days that I'm looking at here, it looks like it's going to be a phenomenal day, but I don't know the specifics of it, is okay. Saturday, May the 24th. You guys have a dog day ticket package that's going on, and it looks like it's going to be benefiting Coco's Heart Dog Rescue. Is that a day in which people can bring their dogs to the ballpark?
That's exactly what it is. And I'll tell you, those days, Henry, those days are magical, man. It's just, it creates such a unique environment. You got 6,000, 7,000 people. You got another 1,000, 1,500 dogs. You throw Who Let the Dogs Out on the over the sound system, and you got every dog in the ballpark barking along with it.
Yeah.
What better way to enjoy an afternoon with your best friend and your significant other, or just, a group of friends and all your dogs. It's such a blast.
This is the thing. The reason why I ask that is because, Derek, I've never owned a pet. I've never owned a dog. I appreciate dogs, and it took me a while. Like, I had to grow into, like, appreciating dogs, like, in the last, like, 10 or 15 years. So I've never owned one. Eventually, I think that I'll get into a phase of my life as I continue to get older, God willing, to own a pet. But I would just like to go to the game and just, like, pet other people's dogs and, like, love up on other people's animals. I'm dead serious.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to do it. You got to come out. It's It just it's such a unique atmosphere. We've got a little pool set up for the dogs to cool off if it's a hot day. Actually have some fire hydrants around so they know where to go. Fortunately, we actually have a dog park built into CHS Field, so people have a place to take their dogs if they need to. But it's a blast. Definitely highly recommend it.
Yeah, we're talking to Derek Scheer, St. Paul Saints president, here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. About 10 days ago, a little bit, maybe slightly more, the Twins called up Luke Kuechel. Luke Kuechel had an impact on this squad over the week, over the course of the week that he was here. 5 stolen bases within the first week. Just was even though they lost the series down in Atlanta, you get to see the energy, the effort, the electricity that he kind of brought to the dugout. Unfortunately, he goes down, he gets hit by the pitch. Forearm broken, so he's going to miss, it sounds like, a couple of months with his arm healing and then eventually, probably getting out there, rehabbing a little bit, whatever. But is he a guy that potentially, before getting back with the big league squad, after they kind of figure things out over the next couple of months, possibly could be in a Saints uniform?
Yeah, I would assume that he will be once he gets healthy, and they'll bring him back to St. Paul to do a little bit of rehab before taking him back to Target Field. I'll tell you what, we really hoped we were going to have Luke a lot longer than we did. He was on our opening day roster. And, he's a guy that you just had a feeling was going to make it to the big league sooner than later. But we thought we would have at least half a season with him. And, man, is he fun to watch. He is old school grit and grind, speed, power. He's got the flow going with the baseball hair.
Yep.
And when you hear that term ball player, that guy's a ball player.
Yep.
And so much fun to watch. We were so excited to see him head up to the big leagues and have so much success early. But full disclosure, we'll be happy to have him for a couple weeks at least when he comes back.
Yeah. Every single year when I have my hour and a half, 2 hours of hosting for Twins Fest, and I know that this past year for Twins Fest, it was me and Corey Provis. We typically we tag team it together during the course of a couple of hours. We had Pablo, and I think the other guy that really stood out to me was Luke. And one of the things that leading up to me prepping for that part of the interview was the fact that when I looked at interviews and information from Baseball America and all these different sources and stuff like that and all these YouTube interviews, everybody was talking about his bat. Everybody was talking about his versatility. Everybody was talking about his athleticism and the bat. It seemed like everything about Luke Kuechel played well.
It did for sure. And those five stolen bases. I mean that when I say old school, that's what I mean. You just don't see guys as much nowadays as you did 15, 20, 30 years ago, trying to grab bags. Really trying to grab that extra bag every chance they get. And he's a guy that's going to do it, which it's a really exciting part of the baseball game that the rules are starting to bring back. You're seeing more stolen bases now over the last couple of years because some of the rule changes that have been made. So I love it. I think baseball has done a great job of making some small tweaks to the game that are making it a little bit more exciting.
Hey, Derek, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I enjoyed myself last year going to the game and ended up getting a chance to hang out with my friend Wendy Blackshaw. She was with her family there. So I'm definitely going to try to make it to a couple of more games this summer, my man.
Look forward to it, Henry.
All right, talk to you soon. That's Derek Scheer, St. Paul Saints president, joining us here on The Good Neighbor. All right, we will take a break. We'll come back and more Lake Show and headlines. That's next. All right, it's time for headlines. Christopher Tubbs, Henry Lake, The Lake Show, another hour left of us. Coming up in less than 15 minutes, Aaron Rupar from Public Notice will make his appearance. But right now, let's dive into some other headlines.
All right, let's get to it. H. Lake Republican Kerry Heitzman easily won a special election for North Central Minnesota Senate seat on Tuesday night, filling a vacancy that was created by former GOP Senator Justin Eichhorn's resignation. Heisman defeated Democrat Denise Slippy by nearly 21 percentage points in Minnesota Senate District 6, which covers portions of Crow Wing, Cass, and Itasca counties. Now, Senate District 6 has trended towards Republicans in recent years. Her margin of victory was smaller than Eichhorn had in 2022 when he defeated his DFL challenger by 27 percentage points. And Heisman served as district director for President Donald Trump's campaign last year. Heintzman will join the Minnesota legislature at a critical time as lawmakers race to pass a new state budget before the May 19th adjournment deadline. A victory by Heintzman narrowed the DFL's majority in the Senate back to one vote. In an interview last month, she said she would focus on cutting spending and exposing and eliminating fraud if elected. She said her values, supporting gun rights, opposing abortion, combating what they call the woke agenda, and exercising fiscal responsibility match those of the district. Senate District 6 race was the third special election in Minnesota this year.
What's the woke agenda? I don't understand what the woke agenda is.
I haven't understood it either.
Does she know what the woke agenda is? I'm not sure she does.
I don't. I think it's whatever you're told it is.
But this is not this is not surprising that she won the special election.
No.
This is a heavily leaning Republican area. And so, like, some people the other day, they tried to make a big deal. Oh, he won by 27. She won by 21. So look at the slippage.
Nah.
Stop it. There's no slippage. It's 21%. 21 percentage points, that's a healthy win.
Still very, very heavily.
Yeah. That's a healthy win.
That is a healthy win, no question.
Knock it off.
Hey, a federal judge has denied the U.S. government's request to release from prison a former FBI informant who made up a story about President Joe Biden and his son Hunter, accepting bribes that later became central to the Republicans' impeachment effort. The decision, issued Wednesday by U.S. District Judge Otis Wright in Los Angeles, comes weeks after new prosecutor reassigned to Alexander Smirnoff's case. They jointly filed a motion with his attorneys asking for his release while he appeals his conviction. In the motion, the U.S. government had said it would review what they called the theory and case. Wright said that even if his written order that Smirnoff is still a flight risk, even if prosecutors say they will review his case. The 44-year-old Smirnoff was sentenced in January after pleading guilty to tax evasion and lying to the FBI about the phony bribery scheme, which was described by the previous prosecutors assigned to the case as an effort to influence the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles declined to comment. He's a dual U.S. and Israeli citizen, falsely claimed to his FBI handler that around 2015, executives from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma had paid then Vice President Biden and his son $5 million each.
Fake news!
The explosive claim came in 2020 after Smirnoff expressed bias about Biden as a presidential candidate, according to prosecutors at the time. In reality, investigators found Smirnoff had only routine business dealings with Burisma starting 2017 after Biden's term as vice president.
You going to let him out or what? Denied. I said, you're going to let him out or what? Judge said, denied.
Denied. Yeah. I mean, wasn't that the thing that all of a sudden, Biden was the big guy, right? He got the bribes for the big guy. Bribes for the big guy. Like, come on. But the amazing thing is, you say a lie, you continue to repeat it, and yet it's still there.
Yeah, the new one is like Chelsea Clinton got $84 million about something. I'm like, what?
How much did they get?
And she tweeted about it. She's like, yeah, a lie. When it continues to be repeated, people just continue to believe bullcrap, basically.
If only there was somebody that had gotten money while in the office while working with the Saudis. I don't think that's ever happened before. Hey, you and your friends can debate what best U.S. film was ever created, but Steven Spielberg, a filmmaker who's made some classics himself, Jaws, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Schindler's List, to name three, he's weighed in. He made his pronouncement at a tribute to director Francis Ford Coppola held by the American Film Institute. His pick is The Godfather, the famous 1972 film directed by Coppola. Now, before Spielberg and George Lucas presented Coppola with the 50th AFI Life Achievement Award, talked about meeting Coppola in 1967 and being asked to watch and critique an early cut of Apocalypse Now. The American Film Institute lists The Godfather as the number two movie all time, greatest American films. Atop the list is Citizen Kane.
Are you a fan of The Godfather?
Yes.
Legendary.
Yeah. I mean, if even the sequels were good. And it's hard when you've got a franchise like that for the sequels to live up to the original.
But there was only three, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. But still, I thought, yeah, I'm very much a fan of it. And Tesla's chair, Robin Denholm, has rejected a Wall Street Journal report that the company's board has begun a search for a new CEO to replace Elon Musk. Journal reported Wednesday that Tesla's board contacted executive placement firms in March to look for Musk's replacement. But Denholm said on a post in Tesla's official X account that the claim was absolutely false. and that the board is highly confident in his ability and to continue executing the exciting growth plan ahead.
Mies is probably gone.
I wonder if he's going to be doging any responsibilities.
I just, when stuff comes out like this, you know there's something to it. All right, that's going to wrap up headlines. Coming up next, we'll talk to Aaron Rupar from Public Notice Newsletter. He joins us on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.